Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating National Small Business Week in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., one of my favorite things in the world to do. I love coming to Washington, D.C. I'll tell you, folks, if you've never been, I know there's a lot of wacky people up here. I know, you know, we got a lot of crazy stuff going on, and some of you are, you know, happy with our government, and some of you aren't. But notwithstanding all that, Washington, D.C. is probably, well, it's clearly one of the most beautiful cities that I've ever been in around the world. And it's just a beautiful place to be. And if you get a chance to come, you got to come. And there are a lot of things to do. And of course, I can't think of a better place to celebrate Small Business Week than here. Jerry Silberman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. He's joining us now with some really good information about how to do a better job of managing our finances, of staying capitalized and growing our business. He's our good friend, Jerry Silberman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back, Jerry. I know one of the things that you do all the time is professionally in your business is to help small business owners get themselves out of binds. They get overextended. They have problems with their creditors. Perhaps, you know, maybe their customers. Maybe the problem starts when the customers don't pay them quickly enough, or whatever, or maybe not at all. And you help them with that, don't you?
Well, you know, it's been forever. Right now, the economy is worse than ever for small businesses. Obviously, if one of the reasons you said that people's customers don't pay them. But there's a million reasons why people get into a bind. We won't get into that. Everybody has their own family issues, the economy, construction in front of their retail store. So there's so many reasons people get into trouble. What happens, Jim, it's the most disappointing thing, that people don't know how to react. They don't know what to do when they get into a bind. Business was good at one time. Cash flow was good at one time. And all of a sudden, something happens, and they just can't adapt. They can't flex quickly enough and do something to help themselves, or they don't know where to go. So one of the things that we do is actually help them negotiate out of debt. But I didn't come here today to do an advertisement for my company. I've got plenty of credibility. What I wanted to do is help. What I want to do is help your listeners to negotiate on their own, if people can, and it's reasonable. People try to do it. Matter of fact, almost everyone that comes into our program and asks us for help in negotiating their way out of debt has already tried to negotiate on their own. And I've captured what we call the 27 biggest mistakes to avoid negotiating your debt. We have that, which I'll put up on your website shortly after we speak.
I appreciate that, Jerry. And you send it over, and we'll be glad to post it. So give us... What are some, before we get into those 27 examples, and we're not going to do all of them, folks, we're going to do some of the best ones. What is the classic reason why you think that you're seeing that small business owners are getting into a bind right now?
And it's funny that you ask me that, because normally people will say it's the economy. Everybody blames the economy, and nobody takes responsibility for themselves. Well, this is
right.
This is the first time in the last 20 years when I could say, all right, it's the economy. After 9/11, after 9/11, Jim, everybody, it's 9/11, it's 9/11, it's 9/11. Never my fault. Hey, I made some mistakes. No one does that. So that's just a personal hang-up for me. But now it is the economy. Since there's such a slowdown, it has literally affected everyone. So some people might have family problems, but now it's the economy as a whole. And here's a trend that I see in my business. And again, we're helping small businesses literally on the verge of bankruptcy that are looking for a way to avoid bankruptcy. That's what we help them do.
Right.
What I'm seeing is that people have here. For example, when we negotiate for you, you have to have some money. You got to give us a small amount. We're looking for about 2% of what they owe. If you can come up with 2%, which is basically an interest payment, if you can do that, I can negotiate you out of debt. Now people can't afford anything. Anything. I saw some payables come over the other day. It was over $500,000 in payables. And I said, to my salesman, that's a pretty nice deal if we can help them out. He said, they have no money. I said, well, people say they have no money. I said, let me ask you this. How much do they have in the bank? He said, they have $3,300, and $3,100 of that was for payroll. And they have over half a million dollars
wow.
in past due debt. I said, tell me about their receivables. They don't really have any receivables. Tell me about their future contracts. What do they have ahead of them? The future contracts, she said, well, she's hoping, is the customer, hoping that they'll get a job for $27,000, and we're talking over $500,000 in debt. So that should give you an example of what we're seeing. We're seeing more call-ins to our company than ever before.
Well, but one thing about this, Jerry. See, to me, that's an example of a business that's not really a business. I mean, those people aren't really, they haven't been, you know, they haven't been living in the real world. If they ever were, and you know, the people who you can help are the people who actually are running. You know, they haven't been living for the last 5 years in some kind of a dream world. They've just gotten themselves into a temporary bind. They've still got a viable business model. I mean, the lady or the person you were just talking about, whoever that was, they don't have a viable business model. And so, at some point in time, somebody's got to say to that person, you know what? You're why they made bankruptcy laws.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I also say change or die. You know, you have to change your business model, because what worked before, and clearly, if you can get $500,000 in credit, you did something right before. So you were able to get all this credit to your suppliers. Things were good. Now you've got to adapt. I was on Fox News.
Before we go to a break, go ahead and give us one of your ideas.
Well, the first mistake people make is alienating their creditors. I mean, it's the most obvious one, but you know, you can't ignore the credit, the letters and calls that you're getting. It's the worst thing you can do. You've got to work with your creditors. You don't want to tell them one thing and then do another. You don't want to break payment promises, which is obviously what they're doing. But what happens is they renegotiate a settlement, let's say payment over the next 6 months, and the person thinks, "Oh, I negotiate. All right, you got to break." Is that what I hear?
So the thing is, folks, the only thing worse than talking to your creditors is not talking to your creditors. That's what Jerry's telling you. Jerry Silverman is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
That's what they need, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots and lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that'll help you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Yeah, money. Jerry Silverman. Jerry folks is our good friend and CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. Money, that's what everybody wants, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the shortage seems to be out there for everybody. Isn't that always the case?
But give us your website, Jerry.
The website is corporateturnaround.com. Right there, www.corporateturnaround.com.
And so if somebody wanted you to help them, they could do that by contacting you online?
Yes, absolutely. You can get through to our company. If you need help, we'll be glad to talk. You can talk to an expert about helping your business and seeing what your particular issues are. If we can't help you, Jim, we'll also try to refer you to someone who can. I mean, there are great organizations out there, for, like SCORE.
And you can help people from anywhere across the country?
Yeah, pretty much in most states. Not every state, but we're in about 40 of the 50 states. So.
I got you. All right. CorporateTurnaround.com, folks, check it out. All right, so you're telling us some of the mistakes that people make when they're trying to negotiate with their creditors. You gave us one earlier. Give us another one.
Another one, mistake number two, thinking you can save your credit score. People say, well, you know, if I cut my debt down, it's going to hurt my credit, or if I pay it out over time, it's going to hurt my credit. Well, this is an exercise in saving your business, not your credit score. What good is your credit? You have a great credit score, but you can't borrow anything. It doesn't mean anything. So if you go out of business, that's how you save your family. Just because you've made, and by the way, people think because they're making minimum payments on their credit cards or to their creditors, they think that helps their credit score. That's not true, because one of the ways that credit score is looked at, if you've maxed out your credit cards and you're making minimum payments, the credit companies, the credit cards see that. It's the most obvious thing. It says it on your credit report, and therefore it's not helping your credit score. They see that you're only able to pay the minimum payments. So that's not a good thing.
Right.
Also, and here's another thing people say, I don't want it to affect my credit score. Chances are you don't even know your credit scores. There's three of them personally.
Right.
And if you are credit worthy or not, let's say you know your credit score, you don't know if you can get financing. And if you're not going to be financing, what's the big deal about a credit score?
Right.
The goal of restructuring debts is to save your business and keep that in. The people, I want my credit score. You don't deserve a good credit score.
Right.
If you have a good credit score and have to work with all your creditors and get discounts and extensions from your creditors, and you still have a good credit score, the whole credit system comes apart. Okay?
Right. Exactly.
So,
all right. Give us another mistake.
Another one is not knowing the full extent of your exposure. The real question is, how many ways and to what extent can your creditors hurt you? Are you personally liable, or is anyone else personally liable? Are the debts secured by any of your assets? Can your creditors repossess them? Can you operate without certain creditors, or are they vital to the survival of your business? You have to consider all these things when dealing with each and every creditor. Can they force you to spend money you don't have defending a lawsuit? Can they freeze your bank account? Can creditors force you into bankruptcy?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't consider all those things, then you're going to be in trouble. You have to know the extent. And then there are some creditors that can hardly do anything to you. But I'll give you a great example. Someone will owe a creditor $1,000, and the creditor comes back and says, okay, you know what, I'll work with you. I'll settle with you for $500. Pay me right now. And you think, wow, I just saved $500. What you really did was take away $500 out of a cash flow that you don't even have. You gave your last $500 to a creditor that was absolutely meaningless and doesn't pose any threat to you. It's the dumbest thing you can do, but that's one of the mistakes people make. They take, and this I know this is a mistake later in the program, but they take a settlement because it sounds good or it feels good. But if you don't measure it, if you don't have a way to see what your exposure is, you're going to make the wrong settlements and put yourself deeper in the hole.
So if you've gotten yourself into a bind and you're sort of lining up the people. Lining up the people that you owe money to, then you've got to determine which one is the biggest threat to you and which ones aren't, and you sort of triage that, don't you?
You've got to the way to say it is you've got to prioritize your creditors. Not meaning that the one at the highest priority gets the first settlement and you don't do anything with the other creditors, but you need to know, you need a pecking order of creditors, and then what you have to do is kind of skew your offers to these creditors, your settlement offers to them, according to how much of a priority, how much of a threat they pose to you.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, we got time for one more quick one.
Okay, mistake number four, overestimating, you're going to like this, overestimating your debt negotiating skills and knowledge. Everybody's an expert, you know what I mean? I mean, listen, you may be an expert in your field, whatever business you're in, but you're not an expert in debt negotiation. You got to understand, you're going to be negotiating against professional collectors and attorneys that do this on a full-time basis and often have years of experience. Well, not having their experience or knowledge puts you at a serious disadvantage. Question is, what's that?
Don't get in over your head, folks. Hey, Jerry,
exactly.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, and
I'll talk
to you again real soon.
Jerry Silverman, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Corporate Turnaround. Blessingame.com. Check that out when you get a chance. He may be able to help you. 29 after, I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.